Coming up, Anthony Volpe hits his first career Grand Slam, the Pirates continuing their downslide. This is Locked On Game to Game, MLB.
Every game, every team, every angle. Locked On Game to Game, your team every day.
Welcome in. You're listening to Locked On Game to Game MLB. Local experts join us to go over all of the action for you from last night in Major League Baseball. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you for making Locked On your first listen every single weekday. Justin Steele continued his hot start to the season for the Chicago Cubs. He's now 6-0 with an ERA under 2 for the year after beating the St. Louis Cardinals last night. The Cubs put up double digits on offense as well. The Locked On hosts from both sides of this rivalry chime in.
Cubs blow out the Cardinals to salvage this series finale. Very nice win today. Blowout wins are pretty much the only games the Cubs win these days. They continue to have a skyrocket high run differential despite a losing record. Today, Yan Gomes and Patrick Wisdom hit the two big home runs to give the Cubs some separation. Justin Steele was pretty good today, but continues his stellar season. He's had a quality start pretty much in every start that he's had. And the Cubs were able to get a much-needed victory, and they will get even a much more needed day off tomorrow before they travel to Minnesota. Cubs beat the Cardinals. Everyone else in the Central got beat today, so that is good news for the Cubs. They gain a game on everybody, and hopefully can get right and have a really solid 9-game road trip here. Seiya Suzuki had a nice game today. The Cubs have hit lefties well all season. Jordan Montgomery dominated the Cubs last year in 3 starts, and in this start, he got roughed up. So that was good to see. Hopefully the start is something for the Cubs.
Snap back to reality for the Cardinals. They get smacked around tonight by the Cubs and fall in their series finale. Hey, it's JD from Locked On Cardinals. And the Cardinals did the hard part tonight, and that was actually score runs against Cubs ace Justin Steele. They scored 3 to be exact, which is pretty good against him. In fact, they had a 2-0 lead on him at one point. Problem was, the Chicago bats came alive and pounded St. Louis starter Jordan Montgomery for 6 runs on 7 hits, including 2 home runs, as they fall in this one by the score of 10-4. It is a series win for the Cardinals, so that is a positive, but the reality is the Cardinals are still 13-25. It's their worst record this deep into a season since 1907. That's not good. For the latest updates and info, be sure to keep it Locked On Cardinals.
Rookie Anthony Volpe hit a grand slam on Wednesday to help the Yankees beat the Athletics. Our Locked On Yankees host has more after New York easily handled Oakland.
This is Stacey Gotsoulias of Locked On Yankees, and the Yankees beat the A's for the sweep at the stadium 11-3. Anthony Volpe hits his first grand slam. Fun fact, it took Derek Jeter 1,431 games to hit his first grand slam. Took Anthony Volpe 38 games. Good job, kiddo. That blew the game open. It was actually a close game to a point. It was 4-2 at one point, and then the Yankees just exploded and ended up winning 11-3. So this completes the sweep. This means that this is 4 games in a row now that the Yankees have scored at least 7 runs. And they have won 6 of their last 8. The only ones they've dropped were the games against the Rays, who are coming up next. So on the next episode of Locked On Yankees, we'll talk about the sweep against the A's and we'll talk about the series against the Rays. You go from the worst to the best. You gotta love baseball.
The Pirates lost their 9th game in the last 10 last night, this time a result of Pittsburgh blowing an early 3-0 lead against Colorado. Locked On Pirates takes us through another defeat as the division lead slips to just half a game.
The losing series streak continues as the Pittsburgh Pirates have lost to the Colorado Rockies 4-3 in the finale of their series against a Colorado Rockies team that they manhandled just a few weeks ago. And the Pittsburgh Pirates that we knew in April have not shown up in May. This game was the first time they scored more than 2 runs in the month of May, and they couldn't come away with the victory, falling to 21-17. And the idea of the Pirates being in first place may not be there for much longer. My name is Ethan Smith, your host of the Locked On Pirates podcast, and I will see you on the flip side.
Coming up, the Phillies come back to force extras and beat the Blue Jays. This is Locked On Game to Game, MLB. Today's edition of Locked On Game to Game is brought to you by Game Time. Buying tickets to your favorite events should not be stressful. Game Time is a fast and easy way to buy tickets for all of the sports, music, comedy, and theater near you. You can forget planning months in advance because Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the day of event. The Game Time guarantee means you will always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and the same row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. So snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code LOCKEDONMLB for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code LOCKEDONMLB for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Welcome back. You're listening to Locked On Game to Game MLB. I'm Kainani Stevens. Thank you again for making Locked On your first listen every weekday. Eduardo Rodriguez showed up on the mound for the Tigers last night, striking out 8 Guardians in 7 shutout innings of play. After Cleveland managed just 4 hits for the game, Locked On hosts with both teams go over Detroit's win.
Well, that is another series victory for your Detroit Tigers. I'm Scott Bentley, host of Locked On Tigers. That's a 5-0 win over the Cleveland Guardians in Cleveland. Tigers go 4-2 on the road trip and have been rolling. That's 3 straight series wins. Like I said, the biggest story in this game is obviously Eduardo Rodriguez, who now over 6 straight starts has an ERA under 0.5. His whip on the season is under 0.8. His ERA on the season is just a hair over 1.5. He has been one of the best pitchers in all of baseball this season and has probably been the best starter in baseball over his last 6. He continues that stretch. And then the offense turns around yesterday, one of the worst clutch hitting performances I've ever seen in my life. Go out today, 2 runs in the first inning. Very, very solid with runners in scoring position and get a nice, easy, low-stress victory in a series finale. Beautiful. Head to at home to face Seattle this weekend. We'll talk about it tomorrow on Locked On Tigers.
Cleveland Guardians lose a series. Yeah, not new words, unfortunately. Lose a series to the Tigers. Unfortunately, again, not a new story. That has been the story for this team this year is they're just not winning. They're not winning their series. The nice thing is they're not getting swept, at least. I guess that is our takeaway. Deep breath time. It is very frustrating right now to be a Cleveland Guardians fan. They made the playoffs, went out and made some what looked on paper to be solid additions, but right now it's just not clicking. No one is hitting in that offense. Pitching wasn't great today, but the pitching has been solid. Just gotta survive the bad luck. That is the downside to being a line drive driven team. When you are contact based, there will be bad luck. There will be stretches where nothing works, and then there will be stretches where everything works. And you hope those stretches can help carry you. Right now, there is no carry. This was just a depressing game, another depressing one. Check out Locked On Guardians as we get into more fun things than what was a truly terrible, no good, very bad game.
Seattle made things a little bit scary in the late innings for Texas, but the Rangers held off the Mariners to take their 4th win in the last 5 games. Locked On Rangers has more after that road win for Texas.
Holy smokes, the Rangers have won 2 one-run games in Seattle, take a huge series win against the Mariners on the backs of a great start from Dane Dunning. I'm Bryce Patrick, host of the Locked On Rangers podcast. This was a huge outing for Dane Dunning, his second start of the season, the first win of his career, first winning road decision of a start in his career as a Ranger, a big 6 innings for him, just 2 runs allowed, 5 strikeouts, just great work for a guy who wasn't even in the starting rotation to start the season, filling in for Jacob DeGrom. The offense did just enough, dropping a 3 spot in the 3rd inning, then adding 1 more for insurance in the 6th. The bullpen closed it out. Will Smith, his 6th save of the season, 2 strikeouts in a perfect inning of work, and Marcus Semien, 2-hit day, 2 RBI day, and a home run. Great win for the Rangers.
The Blue Jays were 2 outs away from beating the Phillies on Wednesday before Philadelphia tied the game in the 9th. Then they won things with a walk-off on an error in extra innings. Our crazy finish. Locked On host with both teams have more on that final.
The Philadelphia Phillies walk off a winner. Connor Thomas, your host of Locked On Phillies. I mean, the offense was like non-existent in this game. all day for both sides. Zach Wheeler had a great start for the Phillies. Kevin Gausman had a greater start for the Toronto Blue Jays. And the Phillies were trailing 1-0 for most of this game. And yet they come back. They forced extra innings. They probably should have walked it off in the ninth. But then Craig Kimbrell was great in the 10th. And the Phillies find a way in the bottom of the 10th to win it. Bryce Harper grounds into what should have been a double play. But instead, the ball's thrown away. Edmundo Sosa's hustling around third, goes ahead and scores the winning run. The Phillies sweep the Blue Jays. They've won three in a row. They have momentum heading into a relatively manageable West Coast swing. And this team's starting to figure some stuff out. Feels like a turnaround's brewing. We'll talk more on the next episode of Locked On Phillies.
Hello, friends. Craig Ballard, Locked On Blue Jays. This road trip mercifully coming to an end, and another awful loss, a 3-6 road trip. My goodness, the offense continues to just struggle. They're, you know, the top three, top four in every offensive category for years now. They're in the middle of the pack for every offensive category. Again, did not show up today. Again, we've got John Schneider today just shouting from the rooftops, letting us know he is so bad at this job. It's become a game, become a gamely occurrence now. John Schneider just shouting from the rooftops, I am so bad at this. I do want to touch on Kevin Gausman. If you take out the 7-run first inning that he had in Houston and the 5-run second inning that he had last week in Boston, he's had 46 innings pitched outside of those innings this season. 46 innings pitched, 6 runs allowed. That's a 1.17 ERA. Holy moly. In those 46 innings, just 5 walks, 64 strikeouts. So in a sea of misery in Toronto Blue Jay baseball right now, Kevin Gausman was awesome again today.
Shohei Ohtani got the Angels within a run of the Astros in the ninth inning last night, but Houston got away with a 1-run win in Anaheim. Locked On Angels goes over the loss for LA.
34. That's how many times the Angels struck out against the Astros over this 3-game set. 14 on Wednesday, 14 on Tuesday, and 6 on Monday. And they dropped the series and the game on Wednesday 5-4 to the Astros. What's going on, everybody? John Frisch, one half of Locked On Angels. The Angels had a little bit of a comeback in the ninth inning after Shohei Ohtani got a 2-run home run. They had two more runners get on in Anthony Rendon and Hunter Renfro. And then it happened again. Strikeout, pop up, ground out. There's just no offense in this game. The defensive miscues and sloppy defense caused Griffin Canning to have a short start. He gave up 5 earned runs and 3 2/3 innings. That fourth inning, he could just not get out of it. The Angels got to wake up the bats and stop swinging at junk and stop striking out if they want to have any success. They have to beat teams within their division, and they've dropped the series to Texas and Houston now. We're going to talk about this one on Locked On Angels. We hope you'll join us.
Coming up, Kenley Jansen and Justin Verlander hit milestones. This is Locked On Game to Game MLB. Today's edition of Locked On Game to Game is brought to you by So Rare. It's a revolutionary fantasy baseball game and marketplace transforming fans into owners with officially licensed digital cards featuring players from across all 30 MLB teams. Unlike other fantasy baseball platforms, So Rare managers truly own their fantasy experience. You collect, buy, sell, and compete with player cards against global opponents to win epic rewards. Win or lose, you still own your cards, and there is no cost to play. Plus, the more you win, the more you advance, collecting increasingly powerful cards and accessing next-level competitions and rewards. Head to SoRare.com/LockedOn, that's spelled SoRare.com, to draft your team of free player cards. Set your lineup and start competing today to win those epic rewards. Again, that's SoRare.com/LockedOn to start playing today. Welcome back. You're listening to Locked On Game to Game MLB. I'm Kainani Stevens. We thank you again for making Locked On your first listen every weekday. The Orioles took 2 of 3 from the Rays to start the week. They get within 5 games of the AL East lead by doing that. Our Locked On Orioles host has more as Baltimore held Tampa to just 1 run on Wednesday.
The team with the best record in baseball just came into Camden Yards and they left with 2 losses in 3 games. The Orioles win the game Wednesday night 2-1 over the Rays and win the series over Tampa Bay. Orioles showing they are a legitimate threat in the toughest division in baseball in the AL East this year. And I gotta say, first of all, shout out to Dean Kramer, 6 scoreless innings. He has struggled this year. It was not a struggle against the best offense in baseball on Wednesday night. 6 scoreless for him, and the bullpen holds on. Listen, the offense didn't do much. Again, 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position, but it was just enough. Yennier Cano finishes it off, and I'll recap an entire fun Orioles win coming up on Thursday's episode of the Locked On Orioles podcast.
Justin Verlander hit a couple of career milestones on Wednesday. Not only did he get his first win in a Mets uniform, he also beat the Reds and has now beaten every team in the major leagues at least once. Locked On Reds takes us through the losing side of the 2-1 final.
The Cincinnati Reds got Verlandered on Wednesday night. What's up? This is Jeff Carr from the Locked On Reds podcast, and the Reds had opportunities against Justin Verlander. In fact, they scored in the first inning, and they ran themselves out of a chance to score more in the first inning. And when you help Justin Verlander, you're burned by Justin Verlander. He is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, and he showed why as he shut down the Reds. And even against the Mets bullpen, the Reds were unable to muster any offense. Great pitching on the day by Hunter Green and by a couple of guys out of the bullpen for the Cincinnati Reds, but didn't matter. When you only score one, kind of hard to win, especially when you're playing a team as good as the Mets. So we're going to break this down on the next Locked On Reds podcast, including looking at a weird pitching decision that the Reds are making on Thursday.
Kenley Jansen made a little bit of history on his own last night, notching save number 400 in his career by beating the Braves in Atlanta. Locked On Red Sox recaps the Boston win.
Raimel Tapia delivered a clutch pinch hit RBI for the Red Sox, and Tristan Casas added some insurance in the ninth to make sure the Red Sox did not leave Atlanta without a win. What's going on, everyone? It's Lauren from Locked On Red Sox, and Boston is back in the win column after a brief losing streak. They took the second game of a two-game series from the Braves at Truist Park. Tapia and Casas came in strong with the offense, and Brian Bale looked really good in his outing. Yes, he was left in a little bit too long for my liking, for his liking, but to no fault of his own. Still, he's making a case to be a mainstay in the starting rotation. Really liked what I saw from Bayo, and I think fans should be encouraged by what they saw as well. Jake and I are going to break down this game for you from start to finish on our next episode of Locked On Red Sox.
Four runs from the Royals in the first inning put the White Sox behind for good early yesterday. Locked On White Sox has more after Chicago lost 2 out of 3 in Kansas City.
The Chicago White Sox lost to the Kansas City Royals 9-1 on Wednesday night. Hey, I'm Nick Morawski from Locked On White Sox. Lance Lynn, 5 innings, 7 earned runs. Lynn has been doing his best John Danks from 2016 impression, or maybe Dallas Keuchel from 2022. Not good. Sox offense, completely pathetic. White Sox made some roster moves before the game, but really at this point, it's like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. Sox are now 13-25 on the season. They try for the split on Thursday afternoon with Mike Clevinger on the hill. For more, check out the Locked On White Sox podcast.
That's it for this edition of Locked On Game to Game MLB. Thank you again for making Locked On your first listen every single weekday. Make sure you're subscribed to Locked On MLB and your favorite team's Locked On podcast on YouTube and wherever else you get your podcasts from. I'm Kainani Stevens. This has been Locked On Game to Game.